Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about eviction moratoriums.
I'm Marcia Edwards, a residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Joining us today is a guru in investment property locally. You need to know her. She's Renee Nelson, and she's with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Thanks for joining me, Renee.
Thanks, Marcia. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I need to pick your brain. You've got it figured out what's going on with the moratorium on evictions for residential real estate in the whole state. There's been an extension there, and it makes me very nervous as a landlord. So let's talk about that. What do you know?
Oh, I just want to share one little sweet spot for all of our listeners, because I know they're in the Eugene, Springfield, Lane County area. If you own rental property in Multnomah County, you cannot evict a tenant for one full year right now.
Wow, like for anything?
Yeah, well, if they violate their lease, three strikes, they're out. But I mean, they have to do severe lease violations. But for non-payment of rent, I'm going to talk about the benefit for those of us that own investment property that are owed rent. But if you're in Multnomah County, you're not going to get paid, and you can't evict them until January 4th of 2022.
Wow.
1 year. That's
crazy.
You've
got to have endurance. That's just scary. Well, let's talk about our little local corner of the world. Mm-hmm. What's going on? You say that there's some relief out there for the landlord side of this?
Yes. So here's the beauty of it. The state of Oregon rolled out a $150 million benefit program. You can count the zeros on that. But really what it is, it's a pot of gold for apartment owners, single family owners. So if you have a rental property and your tenant has not been paying you rent, you could qualify for this program.
Not paid rent for any reason, or do they have to qualify the reason for non-payment?
Here's the beauty of that. It is not the landlord's responsibility to qualify that hardship. And as a matter of fact, you don't want to, because you will get in trouble, because they're going to say that you're screening and discriminating. There is a form that you need your tenant to sign that just says, I can't pay my rent because of a hardship, and then you can qualify for the program.
And what does the program offer? What does it mean?
Cash, baby.
Ooh, all right.
You get 80% of your rent that is due to you. So could I come back and talk about that?
Please do. That's interesting stuff. And there is a way to navigate this. You just need to know the expert in the field, which is Renee Nelson. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.